Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Ken Fuller, VK4 Kilo Foxtrot, left us on 5th August, age 98 years. He met his wife Pat when she was still a teenager on the range west of Sydney. Ken worked in the Queensland Rail Workshops in Ipswich and went on to be a draftsman while studying engineering part-time. He was part of the crew monitoring rocket launches at Woomera before becoming science advisor to federal ministers in Canberra. He and Pat enjoyed sailing, and after retiring they spent some years on their yacht along the Queensland coast. There he discovered amateur radio and received his full call with help of amateurs on the Sunshine Coast. He gave up sailing in his 90s and went into care recently. This restricted his amateur activity. Vale Ken Fuller, VK4 Kilo Foxtrot.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
It's the 16th of August on the Darling Downs and most other places in Queensland. I'm John, VK4JPM Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and we're celebrating the last day of ECHA by wondering what we might have put into our high-value show bags. You know the deal with sample bags. For $25, you get 3 candy bars, a plastic toy, a puzzle, a pack of chips, and a comic that's been out of date for years. We can do better than that for the $3 Hamfest price. Our pack contains 20 resistors in a value you can't use, half an Elector kit from a British supplier, a compact fluorescent tube, and a 3-year back issue of an electronics magazine with part 2 of A Thing You Want to Build and no way to get the other issues. And if none of that made sense, we can help you upgrade your electronics knowledge through club meetings, radio training, and our regular updates. Drop a line to education@ddrci.org.au and we'll help. Closer to home, we spent this month's club meeting looking at repeaters and how they really work. Turned out that cavity filters and stacked folded dipoles are more of a black art than we thought, so the session was very well received, just like our updated repeater. Echolink and IRLP have been enabled on VK4RDD, and you can check those out now. The downloadable Echolink app will help you find the repeater pretty easily. VK4RDD also has some new idents, reminding users of the CTCSS access tone and pointing to the website for further contact. It was great to see so many new faces at the meeting, and a lot of gear was sold at insane prices. Next month's club meeting will be off-site. On the 14th of September, we're going to visit community radio station 4DDB in Toowoomba to see how broadcast audio works. Broadcasting and amateur radio share a lot of skills and background, and it's amazing how much fun you can have with both, sometimes by combining the two. From a radio studio, you might not get as many distance records, but you could certainly get a few long playing records. There are many hams who have had careers in radio, and many people in radio and television have become hams. In all senses of the word. The date again for the visit to Radio 4DDB, 14th of September, and if you can hear or read this, you'll be welcome, and details will be appearing on the club website at ddrci.org.au. Week 34 of the 52-week Ham Challenge is operate from an unconventional location. Well, with Echolink enabled, you could use your phone to call in from anywhere there's internet and appear on a repeater somewhere else. But in the spirit of the challenge, could you operate from a boat, by a lake, in a lift, or gamma matching 160 metres into a windmill tower? Worth a try. Hamchallenge.org will get you to the website. Coming up soon on our website will be some feature articles, pointers to e-magazines that have been mailed to us, and the article by Warren, VK4FJ, describing how to clean back and replate a 100-year-old Morse key. The general and gentle reminders for this week? We need to pay some bills and your membership helps. If you haven't renewed yet, go to the homepage and hit the big red button. The Club Sunday Net will follow the morning edition of Q News, tuned to 146.750 MHz from 10 o'clock and join the conversation. If you'd like to take advantage of the WIA $50 membership subsidy, and if you qualify, drop us a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au so that we can apply on your behalf or tell you what the process is. And the website at ddrci.org.au has all the detail and pointers to the info that I just mentioned. The Club VK4 RDD net is up following the callbacks, and we'd love to hear from stations who can help us test Echolink. I'm John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club. Until next week, thanks for listening.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.